On a phone line is Jerry Zebrowski, and he is the commander of the VFW over there in Morris. Hey, Jerry, it's John, and you're on WGN Radio in Chicago. How are you, Jerry?
I'm fine, John. How are you?
You guys are having your 15 minutes of fame today, aren't you?
Unfortunately, yes.
So I understand that, you're not going to draw it tonight. You've delayed it. How come?
Yes. It turns out that there is a paperwork issue with licensing between the village and us. The State Gaming Board passed some laws a couple years ago that the village had to pass an ordinance that would allow them to issue a license to anybody that holds a raffle of any kind. So it'd be like a VFW or your high school football team that's going to do a 50-50 raffle fundraiser.
Yeah.
They needed a license from the village.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, the State Gaming Board didn't tell anybody about it. And so we've been going along, and everyone's been you know, very cordial with us to have this Queen of Hearts game. And today was actually supposed to be the final day of it, and we were suspended from selling tickets effective immediately, and that was a couple hours ago.
So will you be able to honor all of the
yes.
purchase tickets?
Yeah, everything is on hold. We're not destroying anything. All the tickets that are in the barrel will remain in the barrel until we have the next drawing, which is probably around Labor Day.
No kidding. So will the jackpot, are you going to keep selling tickets?
No, we cannot do anything until we get licensed from the city.
Uh-huh. And then when you do that, it'll be an official legal raffle, and then you'll just do the drawing then.
Yeah, then we'll finish up this game. There's three cards left, and we'll do a drawdown, and this game will be over.
What's the total cash giveaway?
Right now, it's $1,596,843.
$1.5 million for a local VFW raffle. Somebody called in Saturday on my show and explained to me how it is that this was able to roll over, and I didn't understand a word of it. How is it? Usually you have a raffle, you sell a bunch of tickets, and then they pull out the winning number, and somebody wins the money. What happened here?
Are you familiar with the Queen of Hearts?
No, I don't know how this works.
All right, it's a raffle game. There's 54 cards in a deck, numbered 1 through 54, randomly placed on a board. And they're all numbered 1 through 54. You buy a raffle ticket for the opportunity to have your name drawn and pick one of the numbers on the board. Now, if the number you pick is the Queen of Hearts, you win 70% of what the pot is. If it's another queen or a joker, you get 5% of the pot. And if you have nothing, say you drew the four clubs on your card, you get $50 for having your name called.
So they pull out one single winning ticket, right?
Yes, yes.
And then they say, okay, whose ticket is this? And it's John Williams. And then the question is, did John have the
Queen of Hearts?
The Queen of Hearts.
Yep. Yep. If the card you picked, so you wrote card number 29 on your ticket, and 29 happens to be covering the Queen of Hearts, then you get 70% of what the pot is.
So you don't get to pick the Queen of Hearts. You pick a number and hope that it randomly is the Queen of Hearts. Well, do you do a different group of cards, or am I stuck with that for the whole time?
No, you can come in the next week and pick a different number.
Yeah, right. So how many total tickets have you sold?
In the tens of thousands.
And do you physically, literally have ticket stubs then?
Yes.
So it's a...
Yes, we have a large barrel that all these tickets are placed in, and the barrel rotates. And once a week, we stop the barrel at 6 o'clock on a Monday, and we have someone from the audience pick out a ticket, and it's handed to the announcer, and the name and the card number is announced, and we unseal the card. And if it's Queen of Hearts, we have a winner. And if it's another card that's a pay card, like another queen or joker, they get 5%.
Yeah.
Or they can walk away with $50 for having their name called.
Now, they said that over the weekend you guys were going to absolutely get a winner. That is, if you don't have a winner with the first draw, you're going to keep doing it until you do.
It's called a drawdown.
Yeah. So you'll definitely have a winner,
at
the end of, you said Labor Day. You're going to do it until you have a winner on Labor Day.
Whenever the drawing resumes, whenever we get all these legal issues cleared up with the city, we will have the game commence again, just like we're doing today, and we will have a winner.
All right. So if I get all excited about this now, I can't go out and buy a ticket, though, right?
No, you can't. We cannot sell tickets at this time.
All right. Well, listen, good luck to you down there, Jerry. I got family and friends in Morris. Somebody in your neighborhood, I hope, is going to win and be that much richer.
Yeah, well, I used to work with your father, so I'll talk to him at breakfast on Wednesday.
Jerry, nice to hear you then. Thanks for the call. Thanks for your time.
You bet, John.
Good luck. Okay, that's Jerry Zborowski, and he is the VFW commander there in Morris, Illinois. Thank you, Jerry. To be honest with you, still don't understand how that thing works, but I know they do, and that's the main thing.